clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and these are exciting times, or dangerous times, or frightening times, or, you know, yesterday the stock markets around the world plunged. The U.S. stock market's down 333 points this morning. Certainly they're manipulating gold and silver. The Federal Reserve System this morning or last night cut 0.75 points. I've never seen them make such a large change, but they cut from 4.25% down to 3.5%. The banks can to borrow. What this is highly inflationary. And, of course, it means that the value of your pension fund, your insurance company, everything you have in bonds and in fixed assets tied to the dollar is taking a nosedive. And, of course, the average American, not one person in a million, is really going to understand this is a conscious effort to debauch our currency and, of course, destroy the stability of our nation. I've been in contact with people who've been in contact with the banks in Europe. They're refusing to take deposits from Americans. Switzerland will no longer, most of the banks will no longer accept money from the United States. People are trying to get their money into a stable currency. And, well, sayonara. They just don't want that. They're trying to isolate themselves from America because they know what's happening. And the average American has no concept at all of finance or the history of money. And there's nothing new under the sun. This has been tried. Fiat money systems were tried in ancient Venice and ancient Florence and ancient Greece. Well, they didn't have fiat money. They had fiat coinage in Greece and Rome. And we know what happened in France in the early 1700s with the John Law, and certainly after the French Revolution in 1789, America, during the American Revolution. But a lot of people are going to learn the painful lesson. Well, right now we have with us Barry Shamish. We're going to be talking about other issues, but I wanted to bring you up to date. And if you have not got yourself prepared, why, do it and do not put it off. Anyway, Barry, so good to have you with us again.
Where are we going this morning? Me as well.
Hey, Brian?
And I as well.
All right.
The stock market, by the way, is now down 370.
Right. Well, it's going to be a bloody day on Wall Street. And, of course, the Plunge Protection Team, the Working Group on Financial Matters, which manipulates the stock market, is going to have a tough time today.
Well, allow me to give your listeners a very good investment for a day like this. Invest in an accordion and a monkey.
Right.
well, they make good business sense in these times.
I can remember during the Great Depression. And I lived in a very lower middle class neighborhood. And the fellow with the accordion and the monkey would come down the street, and all the little kids would run out and put pennies in the little cup that the monkey held. And I'll tell you what, a penny in those days could really buy something.
It'll be just as good nowadays. Make sure also that you have a good supply of apples.
Right.
And you'll ride this thing out.
Okay.
Now, as for Israel, I missed the headlines. Hamas declared some sort of victory, and I'm not even sure why. You don't happen to know, do you?
No, I haven't. I've just got up and going through my emails. I haven't come across that. But,
well,
certainly we're financing Hamas. We're funneling money to them after both Fatah, and then Fatah turns the money over to Hamas. We're funding the terrorists who are attacking Israel, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, I guess they're cornering the local market on monkeys.
Right.
Olmert went to this is also quite humorous, by the way. It starts with not a humorous story. The Hollandia Mattress Company, which employed 400 people in Sderot and was the biggest source of employment in Sderot, finally had to move, and the owner just said that we're an export company and we have orders all through Europe, and we can't do it because of the rockets. So he moved out of Sderot. Now, this, of course, was bad news, so Olmert went to Sderot on a visit, and I'm sure the citizens couldn't care less. But nonetheless, he showed up in Sderot, and he, I guess, talked to somebody, and I don't know how many people he could talk to. The army released a survey the week before that stated that 3,000 apartments in Sderot were now abandoned. Now, Sderot had a population of 24,000. If you assume five per apartment on average, well, then there seems to be missing in Sderot 15,000 people out of the original 24,000, which means 9,000 are left. Now, what does Olmert do? He goes to the Knesset the day after his triumphant visit, and he announces that Sderot is doing just great. It's just the kind of town you want to live in. Unemployment is the lowest in the country at 3.9%.
That's because there's so few people left.
Yeah, because there's no one there. You know, I mean, if you get rid of any town, if 15,000 or 24,000, let's say that's 60% leave, it'll do wonders for your employment situation. And even better, now there's a new program going on. It's to save Sderot's children, and you do so because American families are paying for the tickets and are agreeing to house the children in America until this rocket business blows over. And by the way, the rocket business last week was just at an all-time high. 200 rockets were launched at Sderot or nearby communities, and some 50 mortars, of which a third of them were from Fatah. Now, that's an awful lot of tension.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with magnetic hair developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and he's telling us about Olmert's visit to Sirot. And Olmert is saying that there's very little unemployment. He doesn't mention there's very little unemployment because most people have fled the town because it's under rocket attack. So pick the story up there.
Well, there's even more good news. The education is the best in the country. 70% now passed their matriculation exams. Now, the fact that there are no students left in town means that the 16 students left in the town to take a matriculation test are doing very well. So, all in all, I mean, let's move to Sderot. This place is really a nice place. I mean, great job prospects, best in the country, and your kids do real well at school. Now, again, we got to understand that Israel's leadership are living in Disneyland. I mean, this goes beyond, above and beyond, though, all the Disneyland rides. What a report from Sderot. They took a hit of 200 rockets. And I add, these are lousy rockets. The Kassams are nothing compared to Scuds or Katyushas or Grads that really cause big damage. But nonetheless, forget that. When you've got such a lovely town to live in, when all the social factors are just so absolutely terrific, this is the insanity of the leadership of Israel, explains so darn disgustingly that this man, that's what he saw in Sderot. He doesn't report on the terror the town is going through, on the trauma, on the absolutely warped children. I mean, when they grow up, if they grow up, and here's hoping they do, and they're going to be warped for life by this experience, but at least they're passing their matriculation exams. This is just the ultimate in proof that Ehud Olmert is insane. Okay, that's what this is proof of. If you needed more proof, the man goes to a town bombarded by rockets, and it's like he came back from the Bahamas. So keep that in mind before we go on to our next topic, and that's what the army did supposedly to help Sderot. The public demanded, they finally demanded something. So the army cut off fuel supplies to Gaza, and without fuel you can't run the power station. And this was, what, 2 days ago? Well, what do you know? Within 2 days, and by the way, I read this in the local paper here, so this story must be spreading worldwide. The Gaza Strip has got a humanitarian crisis because there isn't enough fuel to run electricity and to heat the houses, and people are dying in droves from freezing to death. Now, all of this happened in 2 days. Now, this is something the Arabs have learned well, and I've got some amazing proof in my own little way, which is about the only way I want to talk about, really. And they did the same thing when Israel attacked Lebanon in 1982, and I was fortunate enough to be in Lebanon on June 6, 1982. I went in with the first wave of soldiers. Now, for 2 days, maybe three, I was blind to news. We didn't get any news for a little while. And then I asked for a short leave to go back home and get proper supplies for a war. I didn't think I'd be going to Lebanon, frankly. So they gave me a day leave, and I bought the papers, and I got back on the bus with a Time magazine, and I'm reading the humanitarian crisis that the invasion has caused Lebanon. And headlines, including Time magazine. Time was on the cover, a couple of Israeli tanks, and I forget the attack, but I was very proud. It looks like I was in a world-stopping invasion, but everybody says there are 100,000 refugees along the banks of the Chutzpani and the Litani rivers. 100,000 is a lot of refugees. Now, they pass through the towns of Tyre and Sidon, which my bus passed by, and I went over the bridge, and I look at the rivers, and I could not see on either river more than 500 people. Okay, I mean, the towns were a mess. You could obviously tell there was serious fighting by all the rubble, but there were not 100,000 people. There weren't 10,000 people. They were lucky if there were 1,000 people on the shores of the river. And it was such a phony, baloney world headline, and how they could get it through the reporters was something I made a note of. Now, when the war settled down, there was, I believe it was in October of 82, there was a big conference in Jerusalem of the world's war correspondents. They were giving a public conference, and I went to it. Now, Carl Bernstein was there from the Washington Post. He was the featured speaker. Now, the one speaker that bothered me a lot was this David Aikman of Time magazine. He was the head of the Time magazine office in Jerusalem. And as it worked out, and we'll talk about this shortly, a very close friend of mine worked in his office. That was Jennifer Frey, who freelances to this day for the New York Times. I just spoke to her a couple of weeks ago. She had a story in the New York Times, was very excited, and she emailed me, and we spoke about her story. She worked with David Aikman. And David Aikman wrote the world's worst journalism about this war. It was unimaginable. I mean, it was all fake, first of all. And I remember reading a report from Aikman where he claims he's in Beirut, and he's in a hospital and sees a man walk into the hospital holding his belly, and as soon as he walks in, I guess his hand slips because his intestines fall on the floor, and I had seen the war. Anyone shot through the belly to the point where your intestines fall on the floor doesn't walk into a hospital. And he's lucky if he's on a stretcher. And it was worse, the sounds of the war. He's got anti-aircraft cannons actually making the noise, ack, ack. That's not what they sound like. And he approaches the podium, and he tells the gathered that we're really not war correspondents. I personally don't know a phantom from a MiG. And I'm saying to myself, so what the hell were you doing reporting this war? Okay, that's the first thing I said. If you're not war correspondents, why couldn't Time send someone who's been in a war to report the thing? And I took note of this. Now, I believe it was in April of 1983. I guess it was just at the turn of 83, Penthouse did an article about Israel's war in Lebanon, which was better than most. I recall that. It was actually an improvement on most, but there were lots of the the errors, including the humanitarian crisis that the invasion caused. And I wrote Penthouse a very good letter, and they featured it. It wasn't just a letter tucked away. It had a big headline, and it was noticeable, where I said that I served in the war and I did not see 100,000 refugees on the banks of the Litani or Chutzpani. In fact, I don't think I saw 1,000 refugees. How could the press get things wrong by 100 times the truth? And then I wrote about what Aikman said at the conference, that he's not really a war correspondent. And I wrote a very strong letter concluding with, and that's what went wrong with the media in Lebanon. The reporters just didn't know what they were doing. Now, today I would write it differently, that Time is controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, and so is the New York Times, and they have an agenda and all this kind of stuff. Which today I know, and I didn't in 1983. But a lot of the reporters in Jerusalem read that letter. I found that out by meeting them. It actually had an effect. Now, let's go back to my friends who were meeting these big journalists. Jenny did okay by it, by the way, in a way. She ended up working for People magazine for 20 years. So she came out fine, I suppose. She complains a lot, but she got work out of it. My other friend was Ginny Walsh, and she submitted freelance articles, through Jenny's contact with David Aikman at Time magazine. This was followed by Tom Kelly, who was cited for perjury in the Ariel Sharon trial later in the 80s, and he was just simply a liar. And the courts actually caught him in all these journalistic lies way too late to stop the damage to Israel. But my friend Ginny would submit pieces to him, and she would submit to the New York Times, and she became friends with people I met socially because of my friend Ginny. I met them once or twice, all of them. They were all big mouth. They were blabber mouths. I mean, they were just so inflated and so self-important. But worse than that, they were absolutely dreadful writers. And the one she became pals with was the New York Times correspondent David Shipler. Now, Shipler, who was followed, by the way, by Thomas Friedman of the CFR, I want you to know he's an actual member, wrote a book that was, and I say this, and I think I can speak for anyone who's read that awful book. It was called Wounded Spirits in the Holy Land. It was simply ghastly. First of all, the only wounded spirits were Arabs. The insensitivity to Jews in that book was simply awe-inspiring, how badly he treated Israelis. But the real problem was that book won a Pulitzer Prize. All right, that's where the real problem began. This was a high school essay at the very best. It was just tacky writing. But the worst part, and Friedman, who I never met, Shipler I did meet, wrote a much better written book, but it was just as diluted and wrong. It was called From Beirut to Jerusalem, and it also won the Pulitzer Prize, which, of course, led me to believe that there is some ungodly connection between the Pulitzer Prize and the New York Times. You cannot get one book that really deserved absolute scorn. It was so badly written. That was Shipler's book. And Friedman's book, again, at least it was intelligently written, but they were both not about Israel.
Well, I think your term ungodly is a very good description, because I believe that there are really people who hate God, and they seem to be rewarded by the Pulitzer Prize, the Nobel Prize, things of that sort, whereas good people
honest people, hardworking, talented people usually are ignored. Go right ahead.
I think I hear music.
I'm afraid you do. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners where they can get your books, where they can get your DVDs, where they can get your new MP3, and, of course, your website.
Sure, thanks. Look, the MP3, I finally opened it yesterday, and it's got 124 shows on it. Lost Between Us. Lost with Don Wiedemann, and quite a variety of other people as well. I've got like, 4 days, thanks to the magic of MP3, which I've been very ignorant of, for a mere $20. You can have me for 4 days in a row, and I throw in a present of a book or another DVD to make people come back. So I've got a phone number for that. And grab your pens. It's 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605 for a brand new MP3. My radio programs, and not all of them, by the way, there are lots missing, but 124 is enough of them from the year 2007. The website officially is the Barry Chalmers website, but if you do barrychalmers.com, you can now get there anyways. All the books are on lulu.com. Well, not all of them, three-quarters of them. You just go to www.lulu.com, and in the right-hand corner is a little box that says search. You write in my name, and it's spelled C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish, and you'll get to the books. The newest one is actually the Spanish version of Who Murdered Rabin. If you don't have Bye Bye Gaza, and I know in Denver people do have my books, but get Bye Bye Gaza if you want to find out the latest from Israel. And now we get back to Jerusalem, and it's way back in time to the mid-'80s, and I'm accidentally meeting David Shipler, who wrote really a dreadful book called Wounded Spirits in the Holy Land, and Thomas Friedman I never met. I think he came a little after my friends, and he wrote a much better written book to Beirut, Jerusalem, from Beirut to Jerusalem, but these were not Israel. Neither book was Israel. What they produced was a Jewish state in let's say Long Island, and the Arabs would be next door in Queens. And with a couple of good traffic lights, everybody could be living happily ever after. I mean, it wasn't Israel. Anyone who ever lived in Israel knew that what they were reading wasn't Israel. It was some other country, but it sure was not Israel. Now, there was one point in common, and I figured this was how the New York Times works. When Shipler left, he left his book of contacts to Friedman. And in both books, they both claim to have a rabbi. Now, and the rabbi's name was David Hartman. And he's like no rabbi who ever existed. What he did was he pandered to the mentality of the New York Times. He was an expert at twisting Judaism so it would fit the New York Times, but it had nothing to do with Judaism at all. And by the way, he was just utterly ostracized in Israel. I mean, all the rabbis ostracized him. He was viewed with intense distrust, and that's what the New York Times were doing. They were taking the most ostracized rabbi in the country, someone born in New York who understood how the New York Times actually thinks and gave opinions that he felt would make it into the New York Times. And these opinions were, you know, Judaism is a religion of peace and surrender, and all we have to do is surrender more land. The Torah lets us do this because we're good guys. Dreadful opinions about everything, sort of flowered up to make it sound intellectual. But no one who knows Israel, well, if you've heard of David Hartman, believe me, you are not in rabbinical circles in Israel. You are in this tiny, tiny circle of New York left-wing intellectuals who are groupies to the New York Times correspondents. They're big people in a small, tiny group in Israel. Arabs who speak English propagandize them. They write everything down like it's the gospel truth. And in Israel itself, they quote just from the far left. And if they quote from the far right, it's to make them appear fanatic. And I had an experience that explains exactly how this media works. Now, first of all, I want to add that when it comes to close ties, I actually had one. I don't even know who he works for. I know he still works in journalism. His name was Dave Barrett, I believe. Barrett or Barnett. No, it was Barrett. It doesn't matter. He hated Jews. I mean, every word that he spewed out of his mouth was just pure anti-Semitism, which leads me to the strange phenomena that he married a friend of mine. She was in the Jerusalem Symphony. Her name is Nancy Usher. Today she's a provost of music at some university, and she's still married to this guy. And how they could actually have a Jewish son when he just hates Jews is beyond anyone's knowledge. But I hung around and listened to that stuff, and it was just nauseating. And now we go to the point where I actually came very close to getting a job. And it begins with Sadat arriving in Jerusalem in 77. 76. Begin was just elected prime minister. In 77, he was elected. So Sadat arrived in, let's say, 78. And I was hired by the Miami Sun, by their correspondent, to be a translator and advisor. His name was John Kiesler. He's dead now, and I assume that he was pretty good at writing. He wrote a book about hotels that actually sold some copies. And I roamed around Israel for a few days on the Miami Sun's account. And when he left town, there was an opportunity. Word got back to me that the Miami Sun was seeking a translator advisor. And I phoned them up, and I said I worked with John Kiesler for a few days. And the man was delighted to meet me. And he was a Cuban guy, their correspondent. And I go to his office. I don't know his name anymore. That has slipped me. There was nothing much I could do about the following story.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus. And it's a good story.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this morning, of course, is Barry Shamus, and he's going to tell you the rest of this story, which really, the motto of this story is the media is controlled, and if you don't have they're the proper views, you're not going to get a job. So go right ahead.
All right, and just to update you, the Dow has bounced back. It's going to be ahead at the end of the day. Go for it. But that's what happens.
All right, well, that's the Plunge Protection Team, Manipulating the Market, the working group on financial matters, has the ability, the wealth, to manipulate the market because they're playing games with our mind. You go right ahead.
All right. Now, we're back to the old days, and I'm in the office of the Miami Sun. The reporter, all I can remember was he was Cuban, and we got along for a while. I told him I spoke a decent Hebrew. Back then, I'd only been in the country for a little while, but I caught on to the language quite well. And I passed most of the tests for a good writer. I showed him some books I had written in Canada and asked him to contact Keys. But it all went well until finally he concludes the interview, and he says to me, who do you vote for? And I said, pardon me? He said, who did you vote for last elections? Who do you vote for? And I said, I don't think you can ask me that. This is a democratic state, and the vote is secret. And he said, I can ask that. And now, I'm not a liar. And a lot of people are. A lot of people who got the jobs were liars. I might even say the majority were liars. They played the game properly. But I'm not capable of that. So I told him in 77 was the elections. And I said, I voted for Likud. And he said, I'm sorry, we can't use you. And I said, you're not hiring me because I voted Likud? And he says, yeah, that's right. And I said, you know that's against the law. And he looks around, he makes a circle with his arms, and he says, that law doesn't apply in this office. Now that little incident, you can be sure, is constantly repeated, that they have never hired the Jerusalem foreign media will not hire you unless you are far left. It's that simple. I was perfectly qualified for the job, and I would have done a good job. But I did not think like the Miami Sun wants me to think, and I didn't get the job. And over time, rumors about hiring must spread everywhere, and you learn what to say. Yeah, I voted Meretz. That was the far-left-wing party, just to get the job, and then you bluff it. And over time, I don't know how long you could keep bluffing it. Sooner or later, you become who you faked you were, and you just supply them with this garbage information from one point of view. But that's how the media runs in Israel. And this is eyewitness reporting you've got here. I imagine that Cuban from the Miami Sun, that incident happened every time they wanted a translator. He had to be politically correct or they didn't get the job. And so just so you know, from first-hand experience, that's how the news comes out so twisted from Israel. They hire people who do the twisting, and only those people.
I'm sure that's absolutely correct.
So, well, now, I'm about to write coming up. It's my morning. I stayed up all night. I don't know if I have the ability, but I'll drink some coffee, and I'm about to write. Now, what I'm going to write about is going to be, I'm going to do it humorously, which I found is better than doing it by beating your breast. I'm going to write, the title will be something like Uncle Tom's Jew Boys or something like that. The reason being that this list of major Jewish organization heads, none of whom have been elected, actually, have come to Barack Obama's rescue when it's discovered that Obama belongs to this church in Chicago, and one of his advisors was a stalwart of Louis Farrakhan, who, it's just a pure and blue neo-Nazi anti-Semite, and as is the pastor of Barack Obama's Chicago church, Pastor Jeremiah Wright. He despises Jews, and I've got a bunch of quotes from him, but that's not even the point. The point is that Jews have signed a petition, and they put it into newspapers all over the country that ignore all this and vote Obama because we live in a democracy, and you're allowed to hate Jews in this democracy. That's basically what they say. And I'm going to write a thing where I take the list, and they're all going to be speaking like 1850s Negro dialect from Uncle Tom's Cabin, because these are Uncle Tom Jews in the worst sense of the matter. And as usual, people will understand, I'm certain, the satire here. A few people might get angry. I don't care. But the fact remains is American Jews are nuts. Okay, forget their ties to the CFR. They exist. It's for real. But the Jews themselves are nuts. And that's just something we have to live with, that they actually have signed a national petition supporting Barack Obama, despite his terrible ties to an anti-Semitic church. We're with you, Barack. And I frankly don't cover American politics, but I do cover Jews. And when I see something as openly blind and stupid as this, I will say a word or two. So I'm getting ready right now with all the black lingo of the 1850s, from banjo picking down, that are going to be put in the Jews' mouth sometime today.
Well, remember, it's not all the Jews. It's the leaders of the organization who I don't believe represent the Jews of this country. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later, Barry.
You got it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope that many of you out there, if you have a chance, will go to our website, which is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can see a lot of the videos we've produced there free of charge. You can listen to our radio programs of 4 hours, besides this program, of course, 4 hours of live programming a day, and our archive programs, our MP3 programs. And then, of course, we have our newsletters there, and we have a lot of articles and other fascinating information up on our website. We hope you'll go there. And but I think, of course, my letters give you the best overall information. And, of course, we've put together a number of pamphlets based upon those newsletters. We have one, Foreknowledge 911, a three pamphlet set. And then we have a new one out, on the, and you can simply request the new pamphlet on what really happened on 911. Information you won't get elsewhere, a compilation of five newsletters, which I think are excellent. We put together another newsletter on the financial meltdown, a series of five newsletters going into the background of why Alan Greenspan destroyed our currency and laid the foundation for the current economic meltdown. And, of course, whether I'm correct or not, we will never know. I have a conjecture. I have a theory. But it's admittedly only a theory. And yet, of course, would explain why Alan Greenspan did everything he could to block the efforts to stop the creation of these unsafe mortgages, selling houses to people who couldn't afford them, why he opposed the regulation of derivatives and certainly the regulation of the carry trade, the things that are going on that laid the foundation for what's taking place today. So that is simply the financial meltdown, inexpensive little pamphlet. It's $3.95 plus shipping. But we want you to have the information, and if you want to get large numbers of the pamphlets, you can. I think our pamphlet on the Communist-Capitalist Alliance, pointing out that the United States has financed our enemies going back to the time of the Russian Revolution, and we're continue financing the Russian communists today. Why would you do that? Why, very simply, we have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. The Communist-Capitalist Alliance is a pamphlet you must get. Now, then to begin to put things into the perspective, you need to get my talks on who really runs the world. One, of course, is my talk on the Forbidden Secret. It's available on DVD. There is a secret. It's been passed down for 5,000 years by the secret societies, known only to a very few people. And, of course, they were afraid to come forward and talk about it until today, and now they're quite open in letting people know what this is really all about, how you get in touch with the other dimension. So that's the Forbidden Secret DVD, and you can get the syllabus with that. My talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, our four-tape set on the secret behind the secret, and then a video which everybody should see, either the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Why is that important? Why, very simply, because it's not simply people in the music industry who have sold their souls and have an agreement. It is people at the highest levels of our government. Certainly, some of our sports figures, certainly the people who control the banking, because there's a powerful spiritual force behind the banking interests in the world today. These people have amassed these amazing fortunes simply by being able to create money out of nothing. Well, my telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision.